Welcome to the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. My name is Kushpu and I am your host. I am a mind-body manifesting coach and founder of the wellness consulting business, K-Way. I am committed to helping you tap into the infinite power you hold when it comes to intentionally creating a more abundant life that gets you jumping out of bed with excitement. Over here, we chat about all things mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual health to help you constantly manifest bigger and better for yourself. So grab a cup of coffee, bottle of kombucha, or a glass of wine, and let's chat. Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. My name is Kushpu and I'm your host. On this podcast, we chat about all things mindset, manifestation, and personal development. And the whole crux of this show is for you to realize how powerful you are when it comes to creating the life you actually want to be living. How to build a life that not only looks good from the outside, but one that feels so rich, so satisfying, and so abundant. If you are new to the podcast, welcome. I'm so excited you are here. I promise it's a fun ride. So be sure to hit the subscribe button so that you get notifications when I upload new episodes every week, twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday. And if you are a longtime listener, welcome back. Welcome back. It really makes my heart so happy when I hear that you are enjoying the podcast, you're getting value out of it. And also feedback in terms of what you want to hear. My DMs are always open on Instagram. And if there's anything in particular you want me to cover around mindset, manifestation, or personal development, Come and tell me. Always open. My handle is at kushpu.kway. And if you haven't already, I would so appreciate if you could leave a review on whatever podcast platform you listen to my episodes. It really helps with the algorithm and making sure more people who could benefit from the content I share could access the episodes. It'll only take a couple of minutes, so please do so. It's a small request. And as a token of my appreciation, I would love to offer you a nervous system regulation meditation. This is my meditation, 11-minute meditation to help you really regulate your nervous system so that you can be more intentional about the way you think, act, and feel and your overall energy. Because when you're intentional about your energy, you can be intentional about the outcomes that unfold. And if you commit to doing this meditation for 30 days, you'll be very happy with the results that unfold. And so once you've left a review, just send me a screenshot on Instagram. My handle is at kushpu.kway and I will get that sent across to you ASAP. As I record this episode, it is a Thursday morning. I just had breakfast and not gonna lie, Thursdays are slowly becoming my favorite day of the week because every Thursday without fail, I have a standing booking with my masseuse for a lymphatic drainage massage. And especially after like 4 days of intense working out and whatnot and training, it just feels so good to be sitting on that massage bed. And also towards the end of the week, you know, I've gotten a good chunk of my work done and it just feels kind of indulgent to be taking that 1 hour out of work, but at the same time, so enjoyable. I so look forward to it. And I just came back from a run and the whole morning has been so nice. I woke up and then I went outside to just see what the weather was like. Now in Dubai, the weather is cooling down. We are entering our winter season and it was just, the weather was perfect. And so I decided to take my morning routine out. I took my hot water and apple cider vinegar, my journal, and just got some vitamin D, an alfresco morning routine. And it just filled me up with so much joy. And it was the perfect start to my day. And it got me thinking of a post I came across on Instagram the other day. I actually shared it on my stories. And I'm going to read it out because I just think it sums up the essence of manifestation. Here goes. Washing my silly little apple, cutting a slice of my silly little loaf of bread, putting on my silly little chapstick, listening to my silly little playlist, looking at silly little trees, feeling the silly little rays of sunshine on my face, holding my warm, silly little cup of coffee, buying a silly little pretty bouquet for myself, reading silly little fragments of poetry, except everything listed above isn't silly and little. It is the essence and spice of life, like sugar and cinnamon coating our existence and making every moment so beautiful and enjoyable in our own silly little ways. Oh, such a good post. I loved it because this is really what manifestation is all about, intentionally injecting joy into your present moment, into your here and now, and receiving every moment as a gift, including those seemingly negligible moments that feel like nothing is happening. And when you can string enough moments together of joy, That is how you create so much momentum and you actually get to your destination with so much more ease. But instead, we've been programmed to think that joy isn't a destination, and we give ourselves permission to only feel that joy when so-called big milestones happen. But the irony is that only when you allow yourself and give yourself permission to feel this level of unconditional joy will moving forward in your life become so much easier. And I really challenge you today to ask yourself, how can I elevate my experience? How can I add more joy into my day? And how can I incrementally open myself up to feeling more joy? And I promise you, you will see things manifesting for you so quickly because you're making a decision in that moment that joy, I deserve to feel happy no matter what. And there might be part of you that is wondering, okay, what if I do this and I don't get what I want? Well, boohoo, you feel happy. That is the worst case scenario. Cry me a river. Like, at the end of the day, the worst case scenario of being more intentional about adding more joy into your day is that you just are happy. Like, either way, it is a win-win situation. And that being said, today's podcast episode is inspired by a conversation I had with a very dear friend of mine yesterday, which separate to what we're going to dive into, but I cannot stress it enough. Surround yourself with people who you can really grow with and evolve with, and who allow you to be your most authentic and vulnerable self, who give you that safe space. This conversation, like, it was just so amazing to be able to just discuss what is on our heart, what we're manifesting, how we're showing up, identifying each other's blind spots, discussing what are our learnings and takeaways, and just having that mutual desire to both grow, but also see one another grow. And the conversation was just everything. And even if you can develop that connection with one person, make that effort. We can only go so far on our own. But when you surround yourself with like-minded people who want the best for you and where you can equally give them that gift, again, that's going to fast track your manifestations. But anyways, during a conversation, we were talking, and I think this is also really the nice thing about like having these kinds of conversations with other people is just through talking and through our autopilot behavior, you realize how you've unknowingly been keeping yourself stuck. And so what came up in this conversation was how we're unknowingly holding on to backup plans, contingency plans, and as a result, blocking our desire. Because here's the thing is that when we have a backup plan or a contingency plan, if we don't get what we want, then I will have this to fall back on. We're not really trusting in the outcome. Because when you really trust in the outcome you are creating, you don't have a plan B. But that need to have a plan B that comes from our ego, that part of us that wants to control, wants to micromanage circumstances and is trying to make us safe. As much as our ego gets demonized, our ego is still a loving part of us that has our back, but it's really learning how to manage our ego and realizing that its need for control is coming from a place of safety. It's not trying to create happiness for you. And in order to now really go all in with your desire to make sure that you're creating enough momentum so that you're not one foot in, one foot out, it's really about being honest with yourself and asking yourself, where am I doubting my desire? And where deep down in the back of my mind, do I have a plan B? So for example, do you find that you keep checking on your ex's Instagram profile or going through your stories on Instagram to make sure he's still watching to see so that he knows that you are around? Because, and the reason you're doing so is because deep down, he is still an option for you. So even though you can be saying, no, he's so toxic, there is a part of you that thinks that, okay, if I don't meet someone in 5 years, at least I know I can always go back to him. Are you treating the business of your dreams that you deep down want to launch as a side hustle? So you're still staying in your current job that you hate because you know it's giving you a consistent paycheck. And so as a result, you're not really giving the business you desire a full chance. Are you wanting to lose weight, but you're still holding on to clothes that you wore when you were at your biggest, just in case? And it's that just in case, that doubt is the very resistance that is keeping your desire at arm's length. And I'll be honest, is when it comes to my business, this year in particular, the last 2 years, actually, I've noticed that it has grown, and it's grown in really beautiful ways. And I just feel so aligned with the work I'm doing. And I'm so grateful for how it keeps expanding, both in terms of income and impact. But when I was assessing and thinking, what was the difference? Like, what has changed? I mean, I could probably do a whole episode on that. But a huge takeaway was I went all in with my business, and I don't tap out when things feel slow or I'm not getting the instant feedback I want. I keep pushing and I trust in the outcome. And the reason I do so is because I don't have a plan B. If I'm not doing this, there is no other option, because I love the work I do. I know it creates so much impact, and I'm not going to put myself through just because work might be slow one season, I'm not going to put myself through a job, a desk job that I hate and resent just for the sake of money. And it's because of this level of conviction and this attitude of, I don't care, I have to make it work, even if it means pivoting, even if it means changing the way I'm showing up, even if it means getting external support, even if it means investing when it feels uncomfortable, I don't care. I'm all in. And that is exactly why that attitude is why I continue to attract new opportunities, new ideas, new people, and the kind of growth and success that I desire. And when we are holding on to a plan B, it stems from self-doubt and fear. And as we discuss in probably every episode, that one of the most magnetic energies when it comes to manifestation is faith and trust. Trust in yourself, but trusting in a power greater than you, because you can sit here and say you want the universe to help you. But if you're living in a place of doubt and worry and anxiety, you can be the nicest person, but energetically, you are just not a match for the kind of support that you are trying to call in. And also, when you do have a plan B, realize one thing is that you might not be on a physical level. So let's go back to that toxic ex. You might not be in contact with him, but energetically, you're still tied to him by your need to check on his whereabouts or whether he's looking at your stories or whatnot. And when you're still energetically tied to that outcome, your energy is stuck in that circumstance. And in order to now liberate energy that can go and create something new, you need to cut the cord. You need to let it go. That's why we talk so much about the importance of getting rid of emotional baggage. That is why we talk so much about working on your belief systems and your nervous system and creating a level of internal safety. One of the most fundamental laws when it comes to manifestation is the law of assumption. Whatever you assume to be true will become part of your reality. And your life is nothing more than a projection of your inner world. Your outer world reflects your inner world. It's not the other way around. You cannot be looking at your external environment as proof as to what is possible for you. And if you are, that's how you are keeping yourself stuck. But you have to now look and believe beyond your current circumstances. You have to fully believe in the outcome that you are creating. And that means working on your subconscious programming, developing healthier belief systems, but also developing enough internal safety so that in the midst of uncertainties and transitional phase, when you don't fully have evidence that you can access with your senses, you're still able to invest all your energy in the outcome you are creating. And here's the thing is the universe is never punishing you. It's never rewarding you. It's just responding to you. But if you're sending out mixed signals and mixed vibrations, which is what you're essentially doing when you are keeping one foot in, one foot out, it's responding to where you are at, which is a place of uncertainty and doubt and the resistance essentially that you are creating. And remember, energy can only flow to the path of least resistance. Your desire can only come when you drop that resistance. So it means getting rid of your doubt. And you do that by now going all in to your desire. And when you can operate from a place of grounded, unwavering, unconditional faith, trust in the outcome you are creating so deeply, even though your 3D is telling you something different, things will change so freaking fast. When you can remember your power, the innate power you walk around as a soul having a human experience, you are the universe in human form, and your life is just conforming to you and the assumptions you hold and the way you conduct yourself, the way you present yourself, the way you manage your energy. You wouldn't, if you can really get on board with that, you wouldn't be wasting a second, a morsel of your energy on some plan B. You not getting what you want shouldn't even be an option you entertain, not for a second. You have to remember the power you walk around with. If you are a living, breathing soul, we all have this power to create the life that we want. But the more we externalize our power and think that something outside of us is going to get us what we want, we're making ourselves powerless. And that's why life feels so hard. But when you can now boldly step into who you are and decide, I'm getting what I want, I remember the power that I walk around with, the more importantly, who I walk with, the universe, God, angels, nature, whatever higher power you believe in, it will start to respond so differently. And you will start to see things unfold. Doors will swing open. Synchronicities will continue becoming the norm for you. And you will just become a magnet for miracles. And as for your desire, you will not only get your desire, you will get it 10x'd. And just one last thing before we tap out of this episode is, remember, your life is conforming to who you are being, not what you are doing. You have to become the change you wish to experience. And you need to now start to live your life, start to embody the version of you who has already manifested her desire. It's not about or his desire. You're not waiting for the outcome. You're deciding to be that outcome. And I don't know about you, but I know personally for me, the version of me who has already manifested the desire that she's calling in, she would be all in. She would be laughing at the idea of a plan B, because why would I entertain something which I don't want when I already have what I do want? Think about that for a second. And so if this episode resonated with you, I would love to hear from you, but I'd also love to hang out with you. Never going to say no to that, but I hang out the most on Instagram. My handle is at kushboo.kway, so come and holla at your girl, and I will talk to you very soon.
Thank you so much for listening to the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. If you have an extra minute, I'd so appreciate if you could head over to iTunes and leave this podcast a 5-star review. In doing so, it helps other people receive this message so they can also go to the next level in their wellness journey. I'd love to connect with you, so please let me know what your biggest takeaways are in this episode and tag me on Instagram at kushboo.kway in your social media post, or DM me to help me serve you better and create more content that you can resonate with. I'll see you next week, but in the meanwhile, I'm sending you so much love and good vibes.